You're listening to SBS News.
What can I say so close to you, knowing now that your place is in another's embraces?
Practice makes perfect for this Australian premiere. Do You Hear the People Sing is a musical journey through the highlights of a 50-year collaboration. The show is celebrating the work of Claude-Michel Schoenberg and Alain Boublil, the French duo behind two of the world's most beloved musicals. Alain Boublil says the show goes beyond hits such as Les Miserables and Miss Saigon and also offers a large music catalogue with lesser-known works.
It takes you into a journey, into the process of writing a musical. It's something which I've not seen in other concerts, where you just do, you know, it's like a compilations of the big hits of your musical, if you are lucky enough to have them. But this goes a little further than that. And it takes you for a journey how songs have been written with the greatest enthusiasm.
The spectacle sees a 24-piece orchestra and a supporting vocal ensemble unite with stars from Broadway and London's West End. Soo-ha Kim is one of them. She played Kim in the United Kingdom and Japanese tours of Miss Saigon.
Alain Boublil and Claude-Michel Schoenberg's songs are timeless. That's why they've been loved for so long all over the world. I can still remember the first time I heard On My Own. I couldn't believe the roller coaster of emotions I felt just listening to it.
Claude-Michel Schoenberg says while the audience is the final judge, the team has always applied a high level of dedication to every musical they've produced.
When you're writing a song, you try to be at your best, the same way that when you're writing or doing a TV show, you're trying to do it at your best. So we're writing a show, we're writing the songs, thinking that that's the best thing we can do.
Even after half a century of a creative partnership, Mr. Boublil says they have more to do. The pair continue to write, evolve and work on new projects.
So we have to go back to the board and redraft something new, rewrite something new. And that happens every day. That's how musicals get written.
Les Miserables has been a long-running epic for the duo, seen by over 130 million people in 53 countries and adapted into more than 20 languages. But it's had just two runs in French. Dr. Li Wang is an expert on contemporary French culture from the University of Sydney. She says that's because in France it's not seen as a purely French production.
And it has, through this sort of really international appeal, it's become, as seen in France, you know, an international Anglo-Saxon production. And so when it comes back to us, transformed through this adaptation, we then look at it as, you know, not an adaptation of a very canonical text like Victor Hugo's Les Misérables, but we see it as a, you know, Hollywood type or international production that comes in France. And so that's how the French will judge it.
Mr. Schoenberg was once asked if he was disappointed by the lack of success of Les Miserables in France. At the time, he told the interviewer the team had experienced success all around the world, which was preferable to having the opposite. Huge success in France, but no success anywhere else. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News. And you look into me.